You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My girlfriend saw that I was looking at porn and got really upset. I didn't mean to bother her. Everybody looks at porn. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give the speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo.
God, I'm so impressive.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I like to keep it clean.
And Jed Brewer.
That's always a good instinct. I support that.
Yes, it's not one we have, and that was a lie, but it is always a good instinct.
That's right.
And this will be a week to keep it clean, because we have a question that came into the inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, and it says, my girlfriend saw that I was looking at porn and got really upset. I didn't mean to bother her. Everybody looks at porn. What do I do? And Glenn, let's start off here. And there are two true statements in this question.
Yeah.
But they don't actually cancel each other out. Of functionally, essentially, yes, everybody looks at porn.
Right.
But your girlfriend's still upset. So one of these may be the place to focus, right?
That's right. I mean, the ubiquitous nature that it doesn't serve as
bad defense.
Yeah, don't go there. It's part of our culture. It's part of our world. You know. I think it's important for everybody to be understanding about there's a certain amount of that stuff in the culture, but it is about communicating. Why am I looking at the things I'm looking at? Why do I like these movies, like these TV shows, like this music, whatever the things are? To not only communicate to our partner why we're doing what we're doing, but also to maybe explore it within ourselves.
Sure.
Why are we drawn to these things? Because I think what we might find in this topic is that there's a sort of a common in everyday ordinary thing that may be hiding a need that's unmet in you that we want to get taken care of.
I think that's a great place to start off. And Jed, love for you to pick us up there. Another thing that can happen in these kind of conversations, these kind of situations, is everybody starts to defend their side.
Yeah.
And it turns into, well, an assumption that she's accusing you of being a pervert, therefore you accuse her of being a prude.
Yeah.
And love.
Sure.
Something right. in there. But this may not reflect on either of you individually, but it certainly reflects on something that's either going on or missing as a couple, right?
Absolutely. So you had a fight. In a sense, it actually doesn't matter what the fight was about. A fight doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad boyfriend or she's a bad girlfriend. Fights don't actually have to mean that. But what they often do mean, and it certainly is true here, is you guys haven't talked about this subject. You haven't gotten into it and said words out loud to each other about it. In my experience, and I think it's true for a lot of people, when I get in fights in a relationship, it's because I took things for granted. I assumed we saw this thing the same way.
Right.
I assumed we were on the same page here. And when you assume, you get into fights. That's how the saying goes.
I don't think that's how the saying goes.
That's how the saying goes.
That's how the saying goes on this FCC supervised radio show.
So this isn't about, again, this is not about you're a bad boyfriend, she's a bad girlfriend, it's not about that, but it is about you guys need to communicate. If you can learn to do that here, you can take that skill and apply it to other fights you will inevitably get into. Right. If you guys stay together, you will have more fights, because all couples do, but if you develop skills saying clearly part of this is we have not talked like people and gotten on the same page, then you'll know what to do moving forward, so you can actually turn what feels like a weakness into a strength.
Absolutely right, and some of the things that would prevent us from doing that are things like shame, or things like problems that people would have with pornography, some of which are very legitimate, some of which may be a little extra ginned up. But no matter what that is, if someone's you're in a relationship with that you care about is feeling a certain way, it's important to validate that, and it's important to work through that as opposed to trying to shut it down. And we'll come back to talk a little bit more about how you can do that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Help me to
here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again I am joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
You know, about 1,000 years ago when I was a kid, my dad took me to Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And they had the ladies with the feather boas and
sure.
the thing and the sequin G-string or whatever. Yeah. They had the pasties on. They had the tassels on the pasties, you know.
They had tassels on their pasties, too.
Sure. Yeah. Was Bourbon Street.
There was a gal who could make them twirl both different directions at the same time.
Sure.
And that was the first moment I felt that I had seen art.
Sure. And the man tasked with following that welcome up is Jed Brewer.
Greetings.
If you're wondering why Glenn is telling that story, A, Glenn loves that story.
That's right.
But
I mean,
B...
you get them going both in the same direction.
Sure.
But in two different directions at once. Wow.
Sure. That's skill. That's an artisan is. But it's also, believe it or not, on topic for tonight. So we had a question that came in our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, that says, my girlfriend saw that I was looking at porn and got really upset. I didn't mean to bother her. Everybody looks at porn. What do I do? So, Glenn, you obviously have a certain comfort with sexuality. But there are a lot of people who have issues with porn, and some of those are very, very legitimate. So how do we get in a place where we can hear each other out as opposed to trying to shut this thing down?
Well, yeah, as I'm saying in the introduction there, the one man's art...
Sure.
And culture is another person's, demeaning activity.
Never was there a better application of the phrase, I may not know art, but I know what I like.
That's right. Ultimately, we have to get to a place where we're respecting our partner's viewpoint. I mean, one of the things that's great about being in a couple is that you're with someone who doesn't see the world the way that you do, and they see things that you don't see. And if you respect your partner's viewpoint and assume, maybe there is something to that.
Yeah.
If you allow that to give you a healthy sense of self-doubt about some of your feelings about things, you can turn that around to where you're able to grow as a result of that relationship.
As we write in, Jed, maybe we can explore some of these legitimate beefs someone may have.
Sure.
Because I think, as we pointed out before, one of the issues we may have on this is that if your significant other catches you looking at porn and has a problem with that, then the accusation is sex is gross and you are a dirty person.
Yeah.
It's not really, probably not the main issue here, right?
Absolutely. So there are plenty of people who have religious objections to porn. They feel like it's a violation of the things they believe. Some see it as exploitation, that this is, it's bad for the people who are involved in creating it. There are plenty of people, both men and women, who feel like there's an implicit comparison here. You wish I looked like the person in this magazine or on this website or on this video. And for plenty of people, they've seen porn cause fights between their parents growing up and so have some very negative associations with it. And here's the thing about that. All of those are reasons you can respect in your partner. Those are all things where you say, I see that you feel that way. I'm not sure that I feel that way, but you do, and I respect that. And I want to respond to that. I don't want to trample on your feelings. I don't want to trample on the things that are important to you. I want to figure out how do we come together on this and how do we work together and how do we get on the same page with it.
Absolutely right. I think that is the main thing. And we'll come back to talk a little bit more about what that conversation could look like and how we can get to a healthy place on that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Revolution, revolution, revolution.
are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I like art.
And Jed Brewer.
I know it when I see it.
A man who is a patron of the arts joins us here tonight. We continue to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in if you have a question. This one says, my girlfriend saw that I was looking at porn and got really upset. I didn't mean to bother her. Everybody looks at porn. What do I do? So, Glenn, let me just start us off. We talked a lot about kind of the setup of why it's important to hear these things out, why this, no matter what the subject of the conflict is in a relationship, you want to have some respect for your partner's viewpoint and hear that out. So let's go inside that conversation. Mm-hmm. Let's say, and just in a hypothetical, that you had done something wrong in a relationship.
Right.
And you needed to have a communication about that. What does that conversation actually look like from your end?
Well, I think the one thing we want to look at, first and foremost, is defensiveness. And defensiveness can really kill a relationship faster than anything. You might look at yourself and say, well, you know, I think this is a defensible viewpoint. I think this isn't all that bad. You know, you're listening to three guys on the show who we're in a religious profession where we have a morality that may be in excess of what some of the people in the audience have. But still, in all, you're looking at porn, dude. Let's not turn that into some form of virtue. This isn't an appreciation of the human figure. This is, you know, it may not be the worst thing in the world either that it may be being painted to you, but you can, without defending yourself, say, yes, I'm doing this. Yeah, maybe this isn't the best for the relationship and for the situation, and yeah, I would like to do that differently. But to show respect for that other person's viewpoint in the situation.
Absolutely. If you find yourself quoting the First Amendment,
yeah,
you may be overplaying your hand on this a little bit. And Jed, I'd love you to pick up there, because I think it goes hand in hand with what Glenn's saying about defensiveness. One of the things that defensiveness will stop you from doing that we really need in this situation is a lot of listening, right?
No doubt about it. The script, if I could give you a script, the script would begin like this. Girlfriend, I am sorry I upset you. Mm-hmm. I clearly did. I want to understand where you're coming from.
It would be better if you inserted her name.
Yes.
Don't call her girlfriend.
Yes.
This is scripts.
That's right.
Girlfriend is in brackets.
That's right.
I want to understand where you're coming from. I'm not asking for you to justify where you're coming from.
Right.
I just want to understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. You are upset and you have a right to be. Mm-hmm. I want to understand now why you're upset. Help me see. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to sit here. I don't have words to say. I'm just going to listen and then let her talk. That's it. That's fantastic. The odds are extremely high. Your girlfriend will be totally down with that. And so let's say, for example, she says, well, you know, for me, my parents got in so many fights because my dad always had dirty magazines and my mom hated it. And so it always reminds me of that. And it just feels terrible to me because of that. Well, the first thing that you can say is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened with your parents, and I'm sorry that I poked that with a stick. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my intention, but it doesn't matter. I did poke it with a stick, and I'm sorry, and I totally get that. And then the two of you can talk together. How do we move forward where I'm not poking that with a stick? Mm-hmm. How do we move forward where I'm not causing needless harm in your life? Because I love you and I respect you. That's why I'm in a relationship with you.
Absolutely right. We'll come back with one more bit of wisdom on this right here on Bridge Loud.
Things up, it's easy.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I have no defense for my actions.
That's always a good place to start. And Jed Brewer?
Yep, throw yourself on the mercy of the girlfriend.
That's
exactly right. We continue to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are more than welcome to write in a question if you have one. This week's question says, my girlfriend saw that I was looking at porn and got really upset. I didn't mean to bother her. Everybody looks at porn. What do I do? Now, we have a special segment at the end of the show that normally we introduce with some kind of clever wordplay on the title of the segment, which is The Secret Sauce.
The Secret Sauce!
That seems a little dicey this week, so we will just go straight to the segment, and I will say that, Glenn, you have got a lot of experience counseling both young people and couples. Mm-hmm. Weird enough, starting really before broadband was a thing.
Right.
So you've really seen the development of this. Yeah. What would you say to our friend here?
Well, I think, first and foremost, what we're looking for is an activity where it may be something where you're using as a coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. And sex is great when you have a man or woman in a committed relationship, consenting adults, and they've dedicated their lives to one another, and sex becomes part of that intimacy and how they spoil one another and take care of one another and give fulfillment to one another. But we can easily get into a place where sex becomes like a drug, where we're overwhelmed with life, we're dealing with stresses, whatever, we're using sex as a way of dealing with that. And we don't want to vilify that. That's part of what we're talking about with this whole topic. But, you know, from our perspective of people who do Christian ministry, what we're looking at is let's get healing on that underlying issue. Let's not judge what you do to try and meet that need, but let's get some healing. If you're overwhelmed at work, if you're always angry about certain things, let's deal with that soul level problem, and then that allows sex to be the icing on the cake.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, if you can pick us up there, sex and pornography are different things.
Yep.
But this is one area where they are absolutely can be used in a very similar way. And what would you say to that idea of just because we can leave aside whether or not pornography is an evil,
yeah,
but if you're using it in this way, that might be a problem.
Absolutely. Here's what we want for you, and actually we believe God wants for you, is we want effective solutions to the problems that you're facing in life.
Mm.
Probably even more than I am sexually frustrated or horny and therefore I'm looking at porn. For most people, if they're looking at porn, I'm stressed out. Therefore,
yeah,
I will now look at porn. Here's the thing about that. It's just not an effective solution.
Right.
Don't forget about the morality for a second. It's just not good at making you unstressed out. It you know, does some stuff in your brain that feels better for a minute, but it hasn't led you to a lower stress life.
Right. Right.
Therefore, we haven't solved anything.
Right.
The other key reason is loneliness. I feel really lonely, so I will do this. Porn's a terrible solution for loneliness. It's actually going to make you feel more lonely.
That's right.
Because,
yeah,
you know, you're going to look at yourself and say, really? We want you to have a lower stress life. We want you to have real abiding relationships so you're not lonely. And we think God wants those exact same things for you. We're here for you. We're pulling for you. And we're praying for you.
Absolutely. And we will be back next week on The Bridge Loud.
All right. That's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud. So don't be shy. Let us know. thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Stay with me. Life slipping away. Whoa. kind of person are you? Are you the kind that sees signs, sees miracles? Or do you believe that people just get lucky? Or look at the question this way.